Dodgers celebrate historic back-to-back World Series titles with downtown parade, stadium rally. Los Angeles, Shohei Ohtani and the rest of the Los Angeles Dodgers celebrated their second straight World Series championship with a downtown parade and stadium rally Monday after becoming the first team in 25 years to win back-to-back titles. "Hello, hello," Ohtani said, speaking in English at a sold-out Dodger Stadium. "I want to say I'm so proud of this team. I want to say you guys are the greatest fans in the world. I'm ready to get another ring next year. Let's go." Ohtani was accompanied by his wife, Mamiko Tanaka, who took a photo of him along the parade route. Last year, Ohtani carried his dog, Decoy, in his arms on the bus. "It's really nice to be able to win the game, and to be surrounded by all these amazing fans," Ohtani said during the bus ride. "I'm really taking it in and enjoying it." World Series MVP Yoshinobu Yamamoto wore a black t-shirt with World Series champions on the front. Wearing sunglasses and a backward baseball cap, Yamamoto waved to fans. "Losing isn't an option," Yamamoto told the stadium crowd in English. "To my teammates, my coaches, amazing staff and all the fans, we did it together. I love the Dodgers. I love Los Angeles." The team's third Japanese player, rookie pitcher Roki Sasaki, celebrated his 24th birthday Monday. Players walked a blue carpet from center field to a circular blue stage. "What they talking about in Toronto right now?" actor-comedian Anthony Anderson asked the crowd. "They're talking about nothing." A woman in the crowd wore a blue t-shirt reading, "Let's ruin baseball. I got four. Fill the hand all the way up, baby," said Mookie Betts, who won a title with the Boston Red Sox and three with the Dodgers. "Three-peat has never sounded so sweet. Somebody make that a t-shirt." Rapper actor Ice Cube drove a bright blue convertible around the warning track with the commissioner's trophy in the front passenger seat. He carried it overhead to the stage and set it on a table next to a table with last year's championship hardware. Kike Hernandez apologized in advance for his expletive-filled comments. "My teammates have been pretty humble, but I think it's time to talk that s-dash," he said. "Everybody's been asking questions about a dynasty. How about 3 in 6 years? We're a motherf in dynasty, baby." Earlier, manager Dave Roberts hoisted the trophy while aboard one of several buses that traversed a route packed with cheering, flag-waving blue-clad fans. "B2B," read one of many hand-lettered signs held up. "I feel like it's almost double from last year," Freddie Freeman said. "These fans are crazy. It's so awesome to be a part of this." Blue and white confetti blew from a truck rolling between the buses, which were filled with family members of the players, including newly retired Clayton Kershaw and his four children. "It's the perfect way to be done," said Kershaw, who ended an 18-year career played entirely with Los Angeles. "I know the Dodgers have always meant a lot to this city for generations. For us to get to do this in front of them, it means the world to me and all the rest of the guys." Pitcher Blake Snell made the 6-7 gesture with his hands, signifying the Dodgers' wins over the Toronto Blue Jays in Games 6 and 7. "This is lit," Snell said. "I love it." A bare-chested Hernandez filmed the throngs with a handheld camera. "Winners win," he said. "I hope these Dodger fans have a lot of fun because they deserve this. They showed up all year long, they supported us, and here we are back-to-back champs."